Right now, technology has advanced in a lot of areas, and there have been a lot of improvements in the tools available to people living with disabilities. But even when high-tech and often high-priced devices are available, they don't always meet the daily needs of people with disabilities.
Our next guests are applying do-it-yourself fixes and hacks to those problems through the Engineering at Home project. Cindy is living with multiple disabilities as a result of complications from a catastrophic heart attack. Her DIY engineering to improve her quality of life is the inspiration for the Engineering at Home project. Cindy, so glad to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And Katrin Lynch is a professor of anthropology at Olin College of Engineering in Massachusetts, and she's one of the creators of Engineering at Home. Katrin, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much.
Well, Cindy, I want to start with you. Now, after your heart attack recovery, which included a double amputation, what particular challenges did you run into as you worked your way back into your daily life routines?
Well, my amputations involved both upper and lower limbs. So there are times when the compromised hands are a bigger problem than the amputated lower limbs. And most people who think of disabilities assume that the issues are lower limb, and the upper limb problems are often not addressed at all. Daily tasks became a totally new challenge, and I needed to find a way over and around those obstacles so that I could have some semblance of a normal daily life.
And it sounds as though, you know, you had excellent physical therapy, you had high-tech medical prosthetics, too. Why wasn't that enough for you?
Oh, I've been very lucky in having fabulous people involved in my care, but each person's story is different, and each person's needs are different, and in some ways, the only person who knows what I need is me. And there is no central place that I know of to go to see what's available. It's a lot of catalog, a lot of online, but there isn't a medical supply store that has things that, you know, I could stand in front of and look and see what they have that might help me. So I had to kind of piece things together with the help of some other people to figure out how to do the things that I need to do to be as independent as possible, because obviously that's the goal, and to have more things on the can-do list than the can't-do list.
And I know that you took this do-it-yourself approach, which is very big these days. What are some of the things that you did to help yourself be able to meet the challenges that you had?
Well, I used to care what I looked like, but very quickly what became most important was function and actually being able to do different things. So one of my favorite things that I figured out was if I put a peel-and-stick hook available at the drugstore on a cart of, you know, 12, onto the top of a jar of cream on my night table, I could pick it up by that hook where I couldn't get my hand around the whole jar. And that would obviously work for people who had weak hands from a stroke or people who have bad arthritis and whose fingers don't bend the way they need to pick up a jar. But with the hook on top, it's totally doable, and that could go on peanut butter jar or anything else as well.
And did you come up with that on your own and some of your other ideas, or did you have kind of source material that you were drawing from?
No, it was totally, this is something I need to do, and what can I think of to make it possible for me to do it so I didn't have to ask for even more help? So I thought, you know, what do I have? What would make it work? How could I do this? Just really the need is what was the impetus for the fix. But I'm not clever, and they are very simple things. My husband put cable ties on all of the drawer pulls so I could open you know, any drawer I need to get into. Very easy, cheap, simple, but totally makes a difference. I use tongs to eat a sandwich or a hamburger, something like that, which looks a little bit odd, but it enables me to pick up and put down a sandwich, which is very difficult with my hand.
And Katra and I want to bring you in on this too, because Cindy is a big part of the inspiration for Engineering at Home. Why did what she was doing inspire you?
Thanks very much. Yeah, even listening to Cindy right now reminds me of why my colleague Sarah Hendren and I wanted to work with Cindy to share her work. So our website is an archive that uses Cindy's example to reach an audience of people. We both teach at an engineering college, Olin College of Engineering. We want our engineering students as well as others to think in new ways about what counts as engineering, what counts as adaptive and assistive technology, what counts as prosthetics. So we created this resource, which is, here's Cindy's examples, here's some stories behind where she got these ideas, and let's think in new ways about where we get ideas from and who is empowered to be creating and to be coming up with ideas. So Cindy's very modest. She says things like, I'm not clever. They're very simple things. But it's precisely the simplicity and the fact that they're so life-transforming for her that is that's what we love in the example, right? We don't need to think of, you know, the most high-tech innovations to be transformative for people's lives. And Cindy also provides an example for people of, you know, think about what you yourself can do. Look at your own environment in a new way. Cindy, you know, sees a peel-and-stick hook that you might hang something lightweight on your wall. She sees that and sees an opportunity for opening jars. And she sees a zip tie as something she can open drawers with. So reframing and re-seeing the world is such a great way for us to train engineers, to get engineers to think in new ways.
And Cindy, one of the things that's so cool about what you did is that you just said, you know, I could really use something to eat a sandwich or open a jar, and you built it yourself. And Katrin, looking at Engineering at Home, is that part of what's inspiring about this? Is that, you know, you don't have to have an engineering degree. You can be empowered to build what you need and to rethink about who exactly can do this.
It's true. We talk, my colleague Sarah and I talk about, you know, let's look around and look for makers everywhere, right? But we also want this to be considered legitimate engineering, right? Like our dream is to both to help people to think about the maker movement as really having impact beyond just like, oh, that was cool, this thing I made, but also to bring engineering back into a history of engineering that was more about, you know, about, you know, it doesn't have to be the latest material science or the latest robotics, but can be things that are inspired by craft and assembly and appropriating from the world around you. So to think of that legitimately also as engineering. Like if our engineering students could see this website and other engineering students could see this website and think, that has something to do with why I wanted to become an engineering. Real impact on people, real impact partnering with the people you're trying to create things for, do it together with the people you're designing among, and really to just change the dynamic around engineering and design.
We're talking right now with Katrin Lynch, the founder or creator of Engineering at Home, and also talking with Cindy, who invented a lot of this engineering that we're talking about and inspired Engineering at Home. And Katrin, would you say that Cindy's beginning there and what you've built on, has it changed the way people think about engineers and what they can do?
Well, the website's new. We just released it 2 months ago, although we've had thousands of people look at it, which has been wonderful. I think, you know, it resonates with people who already, you know, we're preaching to the converted, people who already know about the importance of co-design, of design for one, of the importance of low-tech for high, often low-tech for high impact. So we are trying to reach, you know, a wide audience of people who might not yet have thought about the ways in which prosthetics themselves can be defined as more everyday, adaptive, low tech where appropriate. So we're hoping it'll have a large impact, and we know that, you know, just from feedback we've gotten on our website, lots of people are saying, you know, that they themselves have been building things to adapt their own world, but they hadn't really framed what they were doing in these ways. So that seems to be meaningful to a number of people.
And Cindy, how did you feel having done this stuff? Because I can imagine coming out of what you went through after your heart attack, there's a lot to learn, but to know that you could tackle some of this stuff and create what you needed, as you said, you needed it and you built it. How did that change the way you felt about yourself?
Well, it was awesome. I mean, any triumph is huge when you're starting as far back as I was. And, you know, any task I could accomplish myself without having to ask anybody else to help with yet another thing, it was just awesome. I just wish there were more, and I wish other people who were figuring out these clever workarounds would, you know, email me so I could share in what they've figured out. It would be nice to have a clearinghouse for that, because I'm sure other people have good ideas that would be helpful to me. I just don't know what they are. But anything that is makes something easier than it used to be or possible when it wasn't possible at all is a huge triumph. And the daily things are the biggest obstacles.
And Katrin, as we wrap up, what do you want people to know about engineering and what it means to work together and have a sort of DIY aesthetic about making stuff?
Well, we think about that. It's really important for us to think about engineering in terms of addressing human needs. We're at a point right now where, like, as we think about the next generation of engineering prosthetics, let's not only think about high-tech innovation and technology, but let's think about, like, engaging with people like Cindy so we hear multiple voices and lots of kinds of expertise. So we think that, you know, engineering is all around us. The maker movement's around us. Let's frame engineering as all around us so we can start to have more creative solutions and solutions that have high impact in assistive and adaptive technology and also in all sorts of ways that engineers are trying to make a positive difference in people's lives.
Katrin, thank you so much for joining us. And Cindy, I want to thank you too.
Thanks.
All right, thank you so much.
That was Cindy and Katrin Lynch. And Katrin Lynch is the creator of the Engineering at Home website, which she helped to create.